This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A production by Needham's Arlequin Players Theater is getting global attention. The performance features an experimental combination of Zoom and animation in its interactive play called State versus Natasha Bonina. WBUR's Cristela Guerra has more.
From the moment you begin the online show, you're staring at Natasha. She's a teen inside what looks to be a cell, a bare place where she draws on the walls and rambles at times. Then, the 16-year-old girl on the screen starts saying your name. She can see you in the audience.
Magdalena. Karen. Alan. Jacqueline. Nancy Smith.
In this play, the fourth wall is gone, and you play a pivotal role from home. You're a part of the jury. See, Natasha's an orphan on trial for manslaughter, and she has a story to tell you. She's eager to explain. And at the end of her entrancing monologue, it's up to you. Is she innocent, or is she guilty? This one-woman show, which is presented alternately in English and Russian, was meant to be performed on stage this summer. Instead, actress Daria Denisova is playing the role in a living room, directed by her partner and director, Igor Golyak.
We have the list of people who are coming to see the show on Zoom every night. And I study the list before the show starts. People keep joining Zoom, and many of them keep the video on. And before they see me, I see their faces. I see their eyes.
As a love-struck, traumatized teen, her character, Natasha, is yearning for approval, yearning for love. She weaves a story about an older man, a journalist. She fell for him after he wrote an article about how she jumped out of a third-floor window on a dare. Her tale makes you question her account. Is this a crush or an obsession? Her imagination is vivid. Golyak used computer programs that integrate animation into Zoom, making a random astronaut appear and drawing spring to life.
There's hearts that are draining from a faucet that Daria just drew on the wall, and suddenly hearts start coming out and jumping around when she falls in love. So things like that, when I figured out that it's possible, we started putting together something incredibly, I think, interesting and artistic.
The show is intimate. Lighting complements Natasha's heightening emotions. Her face gets closer to the screen when she's excited, or when she pleads with the jury to understand her alleged crime of passion. Denisova says she feels she's grown closer to her character after this experimental performance. She played Natasha on stage 5 years ago.
It's like, you know, when two people overcome lots of obstacles and go through difficulties together. I think this is my relationship with Natasha right now. It was very challenging when we made a decision to have this virtual show, because it's a one-woman show, and how are you going to make people want to watch you for almost 1 hour?
Golyak says the audiences are often left stunned after the performance when the living room set is revealed on Zoom. They had spent an hour inside Natasha's mind, scrutinizing her choices. You can catch State versus Natasha Bonina online this Sunday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.